This is What the Faux Travel Podcast, Series 2, Episode 4. This one's all about USA with filmmaker Charlie Keep, and this one's called America Fuck Yeah. America, America, America.
Yes, indeed. This is What the Faux Travel Podcast, talking all about USA, and we have our guest with us, Charlie Keep. Hello.
Hello.
You are actually our number one fan, is that right?
Woo! Yes, I totally am.
So Elena can sort of back off a little bit now from our Ghana episode.
Elena needs to improve her game, for sure. We have number one fan with us right now. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I am good.
Okay, so this episode is all about America because you travelled there. Oh, how long ago now? So 2008.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
So how long's that? So that's...
It's like almost 10 years now, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, because that's when me and Nick met, 2008. So nearly 10 years ago. Obviously, a lot has changed in America. The obvious thing is Trump.
Oh, dear.
But from right now, I want to say this is an anti-Trump zone. I don't want any Trump talk on this. This is not a political podcast. That's not our game.
Good, good.
I'm fully on board with that.
Role. Yeah.
We're talking all about America today. We'll go through your trip in a bit. But Nick, do you want to start off with shout-outs?
Let's do it. I've got quite a lot, actually. And it looks like I'm doing this on purpose to impress Charlie that everyone loves us. But I've actually got a lot of shout-outs for people who've been getting in touch with the show. So let's start with Alan Lamb. He said he sent us an email and the subject was great podcast. He just said he really liked the show, but he's got a very important point to bring up. This whole time we've been saying the word faux completely wrong.
And we haven't actually ever addressed this on the podcast. We are fully aware of what's going on and we should have said this before, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we know we're saying faux completely wrong because faux is Vietnamese soup. It's actually pronounced more like pho.
Or like pho? Have you ever eaten pho, Charlie?
Yeah, I have actually.
Do you like it?
Yeah, with chopsticks. Which is impossible.
Soup with chopsticks. It just doesn't make any sense.
But the show would sound crap if we said, what the fuh, travel podcast. So we are fully aware we're saying it wrong. But yeah, it's what the fuh, and that's the way it's staying. But thanks for getting in touch. He also said he had an idea for the show, which I think was something we'll try to do a bit later on in another episode. But we should do a show maybe aimed towards hostels, hotels, things like that. And he told me of a really cool one, a hostel in Panama called Lost and Found. It's in the mountains. You have to trek to get up there. And it sounds like a really cool hostel. So I think that's a good idea for a future show.
That might be coming then. Well done.
And also we've heard from the Clueless Backpacker on Twitter. He said he really enjoyed the episode with Carl and James, the Columbia episode. He also said that the podcast is awesome and we sound very professional.
Did you write this yourself?
I know, this sounds like, this is not my words. But we are professional, of course, even though we can't say the word faux. But moving on, someone else has said we sound professional.
Oh God, this is just a really bad brag.
This is not me, this is other people. Carl, who was on one of our last episodes, his friend Matt in New Zealand, he listened to the show and he actually said we should be on the BBC.
Oh, as if. Yeah, as if he said that.
That's what he said. We've also heard from Ashley Hogan on Twitter. She said, faux is feeding her wanderlust. She needs to book a trip soon. You are very welcome. Thanks for listening, Ashley. And final shout out of this episode goes to Adrian, who presents the Strangers Abroad travel podcast. She got in touch. She said that she enjoyed our show. We've listened to her show. It's a really cool podcast. It's about the people she's met on her travels and everyone's, you know, individual stories about why they're traveling. And it's a really good listen. So shout out to Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian. Okay, so we're going to move on to brag time now, which is something that we did on our What's Coming episode about 4 episodes ago. But it's just a good time to sort of, well, although we've just been bragging about how everyone's saying how great our podcast is, we're going to brag again about what we're doing. So we've just booked a very exciting trip, haven't we, Nick? Do you want to explain?
Yeah. What the Faux podcast is going to South America. We booked a trip this December. We just got a flight from London to Rio. And then 2 months later, we got a flight from Colombia to Cuba for 3 days. And then back to London. So what happens, you know, in the middle of Rio and Colombia, we'll see, really. But it's very exciting. So we're going to be in South America for 2 months at the end of the year.
Welcome to the good life.
So, welcome to the good life. So, Charlie, this is now your time. Is there anything you want to brag about? So you've just been to Australia, which is really cool. You can brag about that. or have you got any trips coming up?
I do, actually. Well, basically, my plan is, obviously, because I'm going to be, like, officially launching my Pocket Trailblazer YouTube channel, which I just have the trailer for at the moment, but I'm editing that series, so I'm hopefully going to go back to Australia and do a little bit more shooting over the whole of the summer, and then I have a secret trip that you guys don't even know about.
Yeah, we don't know about this. So,
secret trip that I haven't actually booked yet because it's just kind of all up in the air with visas and stuff, but I'm hoping to go to Egypt and Jordan.
Oh, nice.
So you can have one of these then.
Welcome to the good life.
That's amazing. So I've always wanted to go there. Yeah. Are you thinking of like Petra and stuff?
Yeah,
like?
Basically that's kind of the main reason. I want to go to Petra. I want to do the Wadi Rum desert. You know, I just want to go and explore all of that. It just looks epic. And also, because it kind of ticks off about 4 things on my bucket list. So I just was like, I'm going to find a trip that does that and just do it.
Amazing. And yeah, what an interesting part of the world, like the Middle East. Yeah, that looks really cool.
Let's explain how we know you. So it's probably through Carl Watson, who we talk about every episode. We need to
start. Yeah, you guys are slightly obsessed with Carl. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be a new channel taking over. So watch out, Carl.
Yeah, there
that's
you
all
go.
I can say.
Very true, yeah.
So we know you through him because you met him because of his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And then we met you at his birthday party.
Yeah.
But we'd already been messaging, hadn't we? Because he loves a podcast.
Yeah, because I'm number one fan.
So that's how we know you. And you're a big traveller. So do you want to give us a rough list of places that you've been?
Oh, my goodness me. It kind of started about 10 years ago, I guess, because I started doing ski seasons and I worked abroad in Switzerland and France. And then it kind of took off. I basically booked this Trek America trip, which we're going to talk about now, kind of on a whim, to be honest. My friend Gemma just rang me up and went, hey, I'm going to go do Trek America. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, why not? And then that just kind of started the whole travel thing, really, because that was quite an easy trip to start with, to be honest, because they kind of, you know, do everything for you. And then after that, I had a bit of a break because I went into just having a proper career, as it were. And then
doing what?
I work in film production. So it's taken me quite a long time to get into that. And now, because that kind of takes over your life a little bit, I've decided that I wanted to take a break. And last year, I actually did another big trip. I did 4 months in Australia, a month around China, and a month around Cambodia and Vietnam.
Very cool. And so you've been able to kind of combine your work and love of travel because you film your trips, right?
Yes, I do.
So you got video coming up when?
Well, I'm hoping the first few episodes are going to come out in the next, like, 2 months, I'd say. Hopefully. I've kind of got the first 3 locked down. I just need to put a few bits and bobs in, a few maps.
Cool. So we're going to talk about that more in detail in the second half of the show.
But, Charlie, you know what's coming now. Okay, so we always do it with our guests. It's kind of like we've got to break you into What the Faux Travel Podcast. So we're going to play the Capitals game.
Woohoo! I can't wait.
For those of you who haven't heard this before, this is the Capitals game. We are going to give Charlie a country, and you have to give us the capital city of that country. So you have 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Hell no. You're about to find out how stupid I am.
Okay, so Bulgaria.
Sofia.
Slovenia.
No idea.
Canada.
Montreal.
South Korea.
Don't know.
Brazil. Pressure. Do you want to skip? Chile.
No idea.
Zimbabwe.
What?
Spain.
Madrid.
China.
Beijing.
Morocco.
Oh my god,
it was actually a tough list.
They are so much harder than everybody else's.
Towards the start, well, I thought there were some all right ones, but then the more it went on, it got harder, so you were screwed because you didn't get a few at the start. But let's go through it. The first one, it started very well. The first one you got right, Bulgaria, Sofia. Slovenia, you didn't get, is Ljubljana, probably pronounced
that wrong. I've actually never even heard of that.
I hadn't until the other day.
It's a real place. Canada, this is a tough one.
Oh, no, it's not Montreal. It's Quebec. No. 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 Oh, God.
You're doing exactly the same as what I did when I first played this game. Oh. Ottawa.
Ottawa?
Who knew?
Oh, yeah, it
you
totally is,
crazy
isn't it?
Canadians.
Oh, God.
South Korea, I thought you would have got that. Is Seoul?
Yeah,
I don't know. I know
heard
that. But under pressure, I don't think I would get that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Brazil, a lot of people think of Rio, but Brazil is Brasilia.
Oh.
Okay, is this coming back to you or not?
Yeah, that one totally is.
So you didn't get that. Chile, you didn't get. Santiago. Zimbabwe, this is going to be fun, me pronouncing it. Oh my God. Harare? Harara. So It's H-A-R-A-R-E. Harare.
Yeah, okay. I was obviously going to get that one.
Where did we go then? Spain. You got Madrid. So that's 2 points so
Thank
far.
Thank God. I got...
China, Beijing. You got that. You're on a roll. That's three. And then Morocco, you didn't get, is Rabat. But that is three. Not...
I actually... not the best.
I think you've done better than what I would do, though.
I thought I was going to get zero, so I'm totally happy with three.
We've had, the lowest score was one. I think two people have got one. And so, yeah, you were by far not the worst, but by far not the best.
Now that Capital's game is over and done with, you can relax now.
Oh,
you can have a few minutes off.
Until you spring the next ridiculous game on
me. Yeah, well, actually, talking of games, we have given you two games because you're extra special. We have some really cool things lined up. Later on, we're going to be playing a game based around Friends because I know you watch the TV programme Friends. Obviously, it's based in America, set in America, all of that. So we're going to be playing... Let's play Bamboozled. Do you remember that game?
Oh my God, I totally do. That's hilarious.
Some people listening are going to be thinking, oh my God, that's brilliant. And other people are going to be thinking, yeah, what the hell is that? But it's going to be good fun.
Yeah, and the other game we're going to be playing is based around music. How are you with your music skills in terms of remembering like lyrics and stuff like that?
Pretty bad.
Same as me then. So we're equally bad because it'll be me against you. But that's going to be called State That Song. So we're going to be playing that later as well.
Okay, but let's start talking about the USA in the usual customary fashion on What The Faux podcast. And my facts are coming up right now. The United States of America is a country of 50 states covering a large area of North America, with Alaska in the northwest and Hawaii extending the nation's presence into the Pacific Ocean. The capital is Washington, D.C. With over 324 million people, the United States is the third most populous country. It is one of the world's most ethnically diverse and multicultural nations and is home to the world's largest immigrant population. The largest city is New York City, and the other major metropolitan areas, all with around 5 million or more inhabitants, are Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, Boston, Dallas, Philadelphia, Houston, Miami, and Atlanta. The United States is a highly developed country with the world's largest economy by nominal GDP. Native American Indians migrated from Asia to the North American mainland at least 15,000 years ago. European colonization began in the 16th century. Numerous disputes between Great Britain and the colonies led to the American Revolution. As the colonies were fighting Great Britain in the American Revolutionary War, delegates from 13 colonies unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence. The war ended in 1783 with recognition of the independence of the United States by Great Britain and was the first successful war of independence against a European colonial empire. Although some European settlers and Native American Indians did work together, trade food, weapons, and survival knowledge, disputes between the two groups of people led to violence and natives losing their land as the USA grew bigger. The current 50-star American flag was designed by a 17-year-old schoolboy as a project in 1958. He got a B-. Statistically, the deadliest job in America is president. Of the 44 men who've held the post, four have been assassinated in office, a rate of roughly 9%, or about 1 in 10. Boom!
I'm going to be honest, Nick. The first half of that, I was like, what? They didn't really go in.
Well, what do you mean, went in? The facts?
Well, normally you spice it up and you put some fun ones in, and they didn't come in until the end.
Well, I normally leave it to the end, yeah, but I thought I had to get a bit of the history of the country, how it's come to be as it is today. But I've got some inventions. Okay, you weren't impressed. I got some inventions quickly. The USA invented the light bulb, the telephone, aeroplane, washing machine, television, microwave oven, and social media.
Oh, yeah. Facebook's a big one with Zuckerberg.
That guy. They all are. Twitter, Instagram, they're all American, aren't they?
Right. So do you feel like you learnt a lot there?
Yeah, a little bit.
I admit that was a lot of information in one go.
My favourite one was the flag one. Did you
know
that?
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? I've heard that before. It just triggered a memory, but...
But yeah, you got a B-. That's funny.
So it was an actual school project to design the American flag?
Well, I don't know the details, but yeah, the flag that we know now was designed by a kid at school, for a school project.
You're Mr. Game Show Facts. You're meant to know the details of this.
I don't dive into each one. I just find the facts and that's it. I don't care about the why and how.
Not good enough. Not good enough, Nick. Okay, Charlie, right, let's focus on you now. So your Trek America trip is epic. I have a map in front of me right now, and epic is the word for it. So how long was the trip?
It was about 64 days, I think, and I think we did about 33 states.
It's
I don't know.
Mental.
I slept through one of the states, I think. So.
Oh, so you just kind of like drove through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where did it start? New York.
Yeah.
So I've got a little idea because there's so many places. I'd like you to read out all the different places and I'm going to speed it up, okay?
Okay, right. Here we go. So New York, Niagara Falls, Ohio, Chicago, Minnesota, Badlands, Mount Rushmore, Cody, Wyoming, Yellowstone National Park, Montana, Glacier National Park, Banff, Lake Louise, British Columbia, Vancouver, Seattle, Oregon, Redwood National Park, San Francisco, Yosemite, LA, Los Angeles, Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon, Lake Powell, Grand Canyon, Arches National Park, Colorado, Monument Valley, Santa Fe, Carlsbad Caverns, Texas, Austin, New Orleans, Panama City. I don't remember going there. Orlando, Key West, Miami, Daytona Beach, we totally didn't go there, St. Augustine, Charleston, Carolinas, Washington, D.C., and New York.
Very nice. So Ooh. Lots of places.
Yeah, that was a bit epic.
I don't even know where to start with this, really. So you started in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, when you look at a map, you've gone, basically, you've done a big circle. You've gone from New York, so like east to west, across the north, and then you come down the west coast, and then you've gone back the other way along the south. So it's just a big circle, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty epic.
Is there a place that jumps out to you that was your favourite place?
Oh my goodness, that is totally impossible. I liked all of the national parks the best, I think. I really loved Yosemite and Yellowstone. And then I totally loved New Orleans, or like New Orleans as they
New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but why? Because so, you're saying that you like all the national parks, so you're a bit of an outdoorsy type girl, aren't you? So how comes you liked New Orleans then? Because I haven't been myself, but I've heard it's a bit of a drinking culture. It's a, like a little village town place?
It's kind of, well, it is quite small, but I think the difference in New Orleans is that there's one street that has all the bars on it, and in all the bars there's like live music, and you can just kind of wander around. It's like one big street party almost every day. It's just insane. I kind of didn't really think that it would be like that. Like, I mean, you can buy a drink in one bar and then walk in. You just don't like the music in that one. Walk out, walk into another bar holding the same drink.
That's amazing. Because obviously, yeah, you can't do that here.
Yeah, exactly.
Or anywhere I've been. So earlier, before we did the podcast, you showed us an hour-long video of your trip. Because you're a filmmaker, so, you know, you'd made a film of it. And you told us something about in New Orleans with some drink buzzers. Can you explain that?
Oh, the drink buzzers, yeah. That was basically, we were in this bar and they'd randomly just like do a little kind of, they have a light on the ceiling. And when it went off, it meant that you could run to the bar and get like $3 Jaeger bombs or something. But you had a really small amount of time to do it. So it was like bolt to the bar. Yeah, that was pretty dangerous. Along with the hand grenades, which I don't recommend drinking more than
that's
three.
A drink, not an actual hand grenade.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty lethal. I don't even know what is in the cocktails because they don't even tell you. They literally, I think I looked up once and they just went, it's got spirits and hand grenade mix. I was like, what exactly is that then?
And apparently drunk seven of them.
Well, oh God, did not make it to seven, I don't think. I think you're not even supposed to drink more than like three because you fall over. And I'm pretty miniature, so.
So Nick, obviously you've done an American trip and you loved New Orleans, didn't you?
Yeah, that was actually my favourite place. Similar to you, Charlie, I think for me, America got the whole travel thing started. That's where I first got the travel bug. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I think we worked out, it was only about a year apart my trip and when you went your trip. So mine was a bit different, whereas at the start of my America trip I worked at a summer camp, did the whole Camp America thing. Have you done that before?
No.
Okay, so I was away for 3 months. Basically the first half of my trip was work, and it was hard work. It's cool, it's a good experience, and it's the luck of the draw what kind of camp you work at. I've heard stories where people have been working at really fun camps. Ours is one where we stayed in the kind of the middle of the woods. It's upstate New York, a place called Lake Placid. And we're in the wilderness, where we're in proper bear country, and we're away from civilization. So we're stuck there. So it's not as if 5 p.m. the kids go home and then we have the evening off, where some people did. We're full-time carers for these kids, basically. And that was hard work. But then once that was over, I then had the second half of my trip to explore. Went to a few places to see some friends. But then, same as you, I booked a trip with Trek America, and that was LA road trip from LA to New York, all along the south. So looking at the map, I've done like half of your trip, basically. But I really enjoyed it, and we'll talk about a lot of places later. But for, yeah, for me, New Orleans was highlight. Really, really fun place, because I found the rest of the USA, apart from Vegas probably, the rest of the USA is not particularly a big drink or party culture, but New Orleans is where it's going on. Really good fun.
Yeah, it's definitely. Well, I think actually, because especially with their rules about drinking on the street and stuff, it is actually only Vegas and New Orleans that you're allowed to.
There you go. And also, it's not just about the parties and the music in New Orleans, because you can do like all sorts of swamp tours if you get out the city.
Yeah.
Louisiana is basically kind of a one big swamp. Isn't
it is. It's
but
totally
the swamp,
mental.
The swamp tours are so much fun. You see some big... Are they alligators or crocodiles? I don't know the difference.
I think they're alligators, actually.
Well,
I'm
doesn't
sure.
it depend on what type of water it is, whether it's...
because you get salt water and freshwater crocodiles.
I know
about crocodiles now.
Actually, this is quite a good point. Can you give us the nickname of your boyfriend?
He is called Crocodile Dundee.
Because he's from Oz, isn't he?
Yeah, he's literally the epitome of Crocodile Dundee, because he does outback tours out to Uluru, and he picks up every creature possible. Like, he used to slam the brakes on and like stop the entire bus just to go and grab a lizard to show us on the side of the road. He'd like pick up snakes everywhere, and in his like own time, he's proper like hunter gatherer sort of.
I can definitely see that, because we've met him, haven't we? And he definitely seems like a proper Crocodile Dundee type.
Yeah, because we it was as if we met him not in his natural habitat. We met him in London. he's in like this big city, and I remember he's telling me how he likes just being in the outback in the countryside. But I think what we should do, actually, a good thing to do, talking about your trip, I've got the map in front of me. Let's pick some random locations on the way, places of interest, and we'll see what you thought of them. Start of the trip, New York. What do you think?
Well, weirdly, I'd been to New York before this trip, and I thought it was, like, the most amazing place in America. And by the end of the trip, having gone all the way around and getting back to it, I was like, nah, it's probably one of the worst.
Wow. Because, yeah, Amy, you've never been. I think it's somewhere that everyone should see once. Do you
agree
with that?
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Yeah, it's one of those places where I don't mind stopping over, like on the way to another trip or whatever, but I don't think I would like make the whole journey just for New York.
Yeah.
So we'll do it at some point.
But it is cool, because New York, a lot of places in America, I'm seeing these places thinking, I recognise them, and it's because so many films that we've seen before, and especially New York, you would have watched so many TV programs, like Friends being one of them, and you're like, oh, I recognise this place, because, yeah, so many films are set in these locations. But how about, if you're happy to move on from New York, Niagara Falls, any good? Let down? Or was it?
No, that was actually pretty good. We did the Maid of the Mist tour, like everyone does, and you get completely drenched. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, Amy, you've got a weird fascination with waterfalls. You love a waterfall, don't you?
I do. I don't know why. So we've just got back from Iceland, and there's a few waterfalls there. Is Niagara Falls isn't actually on my bucket list, but what's it called?
No, I know where you're thinking. You want to go to Iguazu.
Iguazu, yeah.
Yeah, however you pronounce that. Yeah.
So, because, like, obviously we said earlier that we've booked this South America tour, and that's one of my main things on there. I really want to see Iguazu.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks that Niagara's the biggest, but actually Iguazu is the largest,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it seems way bigger. I know. Compared to it, I haven't been there yet, but having seen pictures of it, Niagara Falls looks a little bit pathetic, to be
it
honest.
It is pathetic, so, you know. Fuck you, America.
Great message to take from this show. How about Chicago, the old windy city?
Chicago was amazing. I really love that city. And we did this really cool thing called Bobby's Bike Hike. This is a great thing about going with tours, I guess, is that you find things that you would never normally do as a tourist. Yeah. And it was like this little kind of alleyway round by like a river somewhere, and we just hired out these bikes, and we just did this massive tour around the city with about 60 of us. The tour guide was like, when the traffic lights say stop, don't stop, just keep going as a clan, like keep going through. And we just kind of dominated, and it was great fun. We just saw everything.
That's cool. So what is Chicago like? So it's a city, but you know when people say, oh, it's just another city, what is different about Chicago compared to other cities?
That's really hard to kind of sum up. I just couldn't sum that up. It seems quite modern. All the architecture is kind of quite different there. They seem quite ahead of the time there. I remember the guy, this was ages ago now as well, obviously, he pointed out a building that, like a high-rise building that had car parking spaces ready for flying cars. It was a circular building, and all the spaces were kind of around the outside so that you could kind of fly your car into your space without coming on. I don't know whether
that's amazing.
He might have been making that up and just for the tour. I don't know.
I think he's got you there.
He might have totally, but it looked really awesome.
They have a car park for flying cars. Seriously.
But it wasn't like, no. He was literally like, for, you know, this is actually designed for the future. The car park had no barriers, it had no walls. yeah. around the whole of the outside. So obviously, you at the moment, you could go up the inside.
So I've spiral. Got a question.
Yeah.
But how did they know, like, that they'd pay for their parking? They could just fly off.
That is very true.
Well, I need some barriers.
Oh God, that is a whole realm of like.
Yeah, we're going too deeply into
yeah,
this.
Exactly.
So when we was watching your video earlier of the tour, you said something really nice about the rodeo. So you were saying that, you know, before going, you get excited about places like Niagara Falls or Vegas, but actually the things that you enjoyed the most were things like the rodeo.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's like, you feel like you're in America when you're at a rodeo, yeah. I imagine anyway.
Yeah, that was definitely something I'd noticed. Because we kind of, there are all these massive things to look forward to. And yeah, it turned out that the things I really, really enjoyed the most were the kind of little smaller things, like for instance, the Bobby's bike hike. Didn't even know about that. Yeah, and like rodeo and just some of those smaller little things that we did.
Yeah, it's things that you're not expecting.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, at these big places, yeah, New York, Vegas, your whole life you have heard so much about them and you've already formed maybe like this high opinion, and if they don't live up to it, you're like, oh, that was rubbish.
Yeah.
But yeah, things like rodeos, cowboys and Indians and stuff like that, that's what kind of real America is. You can see big cities like New York in Europe, can't you? And like, yeah, New York's cool, but if you want to see real America, cowboys, Indians, rodeos, that's the real fun things to
do. Yeah, we were totally in the middle of nowhere in that rodeo as well. Obviously, it was like tiny and it was just awesome. Most of it was on, most of the riders were actually on horses, but then they had one bull that came out and it was like, oh my God.
Yeah, and but there was, so where was this rodeo?
That was in Cody in Wyoming.
Oh, okay. So you're still going along the top, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the start of the trip.
Yeah, that was really early on the trip, yeah.
Yeah. And on your video, you had an epic guy who was like the Midway Entertainment, who was dressed as, what are they called?
The YMCA guy,
The village people. This guy, so work it out for yourselves. One man was dressed as every character from the village people.
It was really entertaining.
So he kind of had like poles on him and then like fake people. So two in front of him, two behind him. Obviously one dressed as a cowboy, one as a firefighter and all that. What is there a firefighter in there?
I don't even know.
Policeman, Indian.
Builder.
Cowboy.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what we're talking about. For someone like me who hasn't been to America properly, like I've been to San Francisco when I was a baby, but obviously I don't remember. The things that actually interest me the most is going to a rodeo. And secondly, to go see Amish people. Did you do that?
No, we didn't.
Is that something you'd want to do?
It would be really interesting, actually. But yeah, we just didn't kind of, that wasn't factored into the tour, so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put that on my bucket list because it's not on there, but I do really want to do it.
Yeah, it'd be a cool experience. I don't know how open they are to outsiders coming to visit.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I was in Monument Valley, which is an amazing place in, like, it's like, that's proper Wild West America. We did like some Native American Indian tour. And I'm like, this is so cool. We're going to see some Native Americans, how they really live. And I'm like, hold on a minute. This is like set up for tourists. These people, I mean, they are of Native American descent, but they don't live like that anymore. You know, it was just for the tourists' sake. But still, stuff like that, like what you're saying, Amy, that was really interesting to do.
But you see, it's funny you should say that, but we actually did a like an overnight stay with like some Navajo people when we were in there. And it seemed, obviously it was still set up for tourists, but it was pretty authentic. Like,
yeah.
And like,
so
exactly. So there were so many rules as well. Like you're not supposed to like look them in the eye and stuff like that. And
well,
I know.
Is that just the men or the women as well?
I don't even remember actually the exact like specifics of it, but I just remember they gave us like a kind of briefing and we obviously definitely weren't allowed alcohol or anything like that.
Okay. How about moving on to the West Coast, like California? What did you think of that area? Earlier, we both said that LA was a bit of a letdown for us.
Yeah, I wasn't. I guess coming from a movie background, I was like super excited about Hollywood and LA, and it just didn't quite like live up to what I built it up to be in my head. I mean there were obviously a lot of places down that coast that I really loved. I think San Diego was actually one of my favorites because it seemed like a less pretentious and more chilled version of LA. So like you walk down Venice Beach in LA and it's like the most beautiful people you've ever seen and you just feel completely out of place. And if you haven't got like massive muscles on, you know, Muscle Beach and everything. But then San Diego was just kind of the same kind of atmosphere, but just really beautiful, but without all of that pretentiousness. So it was just way more chilled. I really enjoyed it.
So where are we moving on to next? Las Vegas? What do you think of that?
Oh, that is like Disneyland for adults. It's mental. It's kind of a crazy place, but you're expecting it to be crazy. So I managed to handle it a lot better than I thought I was going to because I was like prepared for it. But again, yeah, you can just kind of wander down the street with your cocktail. But they're quite tricky, as you might have heard in all the casinos. They don't have like any clocks anywhere. There's no daylight. They really do trick you into just kind of this whole, you're in like a different world. It's kind of a crazy experience. And you can only get like $200 out of one of the machines. Like, you know, if you just get money out, there's only like big money.
Did you win anything?
No. I bet $1 on like, you know, those one-armed bandits. So I just wanted to pull the machine and be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like in Friends. Like when Phoebe does it.
Yeah.
But no, didn't win.
But yeah, it's a unique place, Vegas, isn't it? It's got stuff that people are going to love. It's got stuff that people are going to hate. But yeah. It's a unique place. It's worth seeing. And part of the Trek America trip that you did and I did the year before, you go in like a limo, don't you? And it gives you a tour the major kind of the points you'd recognise from films and stuff like that. And that was cool, driving around Vegas, you know, with drinks and in a limo. That was pretty good.
See, Vegas is one of those weird places where years ago I used to think, again, I wouldn't really like it. But now I think it would be because I've heard them compare it to Ibiza where it is just very like heavy party culture and all of that. And I've developed myself in the last few years and I've definitely turned into a party person now. So I think I'd love Vegas. I propose we go to Vegas after this podcast episode and just party.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Right now. Well, yeah, I mean.
Why not? Sod this. Right, we're going now.
that'd be more fun. No, this is good fun, obviously. But yeah, like I said, Amy, it's somewhere that you should go. I mean, I've been before, so I'd happily go back. It's not top of my list now, but it's a place somewhere like everyone should see, I think.
But I think you're the same. Like, you've sort of developed into a party person lately.
Yeah, that's more than I used to be. Yeah.
Basically, we should go party. Come on. Why is it so hard to get you both to agree? Right, next place on the... Well, you went a few places in between, but the Grand Canyon. Can you tell us about what the link is between the Grand Canyon and paper bags?
Oh, right. Well, interesting story. For some reason, our guide decided that the best way, because he didn't want us to get any sort of sneak peek of the canyon as we were driving up to it. So he stopped at like a supermarket and we bought a load of paper bags. And as we were coming up, we all had to put them on our heads. These are like, you know, those big American grocery bags. Obviously, I'm not like, you know, plastic bags.
Yeah, one person died.
Exactly, yeah.
I want to suffocate you all.
Yeah, and then we got out the van and we all kind of linked hands and he led us to the edge of the canyon and then we all lined up and then we all took the bags off and it was just like 10 times more epic than if you'd kind of walked up to it because it was like boom, you're there, and it was just amazing.
So were you there sunset, sunrise, or like during the day?
Actually, it was just kind of totally in the middle of the day, although we had realized just before this point really that we actually only met our trek leader like 2 days before. So what actually had happened is we'd all been led to the edge of the Grand Canyon with paper bags on our heads by someone we didn't know.
So when you say you met him 2 days, so you
we switched tour guides because we did the first half with our tour guide Andy over the top and then we did the second half with a guy called Jake.
Cool. But yeah, the Grand Canyon is amazing. We were saying this earlier, pictures and videos nowhere near do it justice.
No, they really don't.
Seeing it in the flesh is incredible. You can't get your head around how big it is, and people that haven't been don't really know this or appreciate it, but at its widest point, this canyon is, I think, 16 miles across.
That's crazy.
And, you know, can you even see that far into the distance? It is huge. It's so impressive. And yeah, anyone who's thinking about possibly going, you've got to do it. It is amazing. And I wish we'd done the paper bag thing on my group. We drove past it, and if we saw it out the window, when we saw it for the first time, we all went, whoa. And our tour guide said, everyone who ever sees it, the first thing they always say about fail is, whoa. And in your video, exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly. It totally was.
But we did a hike into the canyon. You can go all the way to the bottom, but it's such a long way. But hiking, when you start going down, it's very strange because you feel fine, you feel full of energy.
Yeah.
It was early in the morning, so the weather was nice and cool. When you then have to turn around, and we turned around at the halfway point, as soon as you start walking uphill in the desert heat, it's really tricky, really difficult. So a lot of people go too far down and they can't get back up.
Yeah.
So that's something definitely to bear in mind. But you guys didn't do that hike,
no,
did you?
No, we didn't, because I had heard that, you see. And yeah, our tour guide kind of tried to scare us off, I guess, because he was like, if you go down into the canyon, you will die. but also, I think it's because we were there at the wrong time of day, because if you're going to do that hike, you really need to start it really early in the morning so that you're then coming back up before it's like midday heat.
Is it dry heat there or humid?
Dry.
I think it's quite dry.
I remember Vegas being the driest heat I've ever known. I felt like as soon as you walk out your air-conditioned hotel room, you can actually feel like your eyeballs drying. I was there in August, a proper summer in the middle of the desert. The Grand Canyon's not too far away. It's all desert around Arizona, Nevada. So yeah, it's a dry heat.
Yeah. And that's where you did your helicopter tour, right?
Oh yeah, that was like the most epic thing. I mean, normally I wouldn't kind of, you know, splash out for like an expensive thing like that, but totally worth it, because we just kind of helicoptered along, flew up to the edge, and then just it was just like that drop off, and that was epic, and it looked great on film as well.
So as you carried on along the south of the USA, I mean, you've got Texas, Louisiana, New Orleans towards Florida. Anywhere around there that sticks out to you that you want to mention?
Key West, it rained a lot in the sunshine state of Florida when we were there. But
yeah,
we went to Universal Studios. That was one of my favourite points.
Very cool.
I know, totally touristy, but I totally loved it. And then, to be fair, up that kind of East Coast, it was a little bit bland. I mean, we did quite a fun ghost tour in Charleston, actually, which is pretty awesome. Actually, I just realized, on the ghost tour, that we went to this alleyway and the guy was like, and if you take a photo down this aisle, sometimes it's happened that we get like, you'll get orbs in the photo, which is kind of like a little bit, a really kind of glimpse of light. And I look back at this photo and I've completely lost it now, otherwise I would have brought it, but we zoomed in on it, and in this tiny little zorb that I've taken in this kind of like corridor, there was a face.
Really? So do you believe in ghosts?
I do now.
Is this actually changed your mind?
Yeah, no. But I know, I'm like a scaredy cat. I'm like scared of the dark, so I kind of believe in all these things. But yeah, that was weird though, that it, like, literally anyone that looked at it, they're like, there's a face in that orb, even though it's tiny.
Yeah.
You can see it. So I basically took a photo of a ghost on our ghost tour, which is really creepy.
See, I don't believe in ghosts and stuff like that, but I wouldn't ever play around with it. So I wouldn't want to go on a ghost tour. I don't think they exist. And like an Ouija board and stuff like that. There was some. I went to an all-girls boarding school and it was like quite a religious, I'm not religious myself, but it was a very like heavy Catholic school. And there were some girls in the boarding rooms and they did like an Ouija board.
Oh my god.
And when the school found out, they got all the nuns in there, they were blessing it with like holy water and stuff. They were really angry about it. But I don't believe in that. I think it is people pushing it in certain ways, but I would never play with it myself.
Yeah, which shows maybe you got a little bit of belief there. If you're scared of it, you don't believe in it, but you're scared of it.
maybe.
Can I just go back a little bit? Did you see much of Miami?
No, we didn't actually go to Miami at all. Our tour guide decided it was a complete shithole, so we missed it out.
Oh, I really like Miami.
Really? So you were planning to go there?
Yeah, no, it's on the... I'm not even sure why we didn't do. We didn't do Miami or Daytona Beach. I'm not real. We kind of did somewhere near there, I think. But I don't know why he just didn't want to go there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I thought it looked like it does on the movies, like especially the beach along and the main road on the seafront.
The
palm trees. It was really cool. I really like Miami.
I mean, yeah, hopefully I'll maybe go there at some point. I'm guessing it's quite similar to Surfers Paradise in the kind of like the beach.
Oz.
Yeah, in Australia with the beach and all the high rise right next to it. That's kind of, I kind of thought it might look like that, but...
Okay, no, it's good. I lucked out because I was I had a free place to stay with some people that live there, and so they knew where they were going, took me to like the parties and stuff, and so it could have been a different experience if I didn't have that. But yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that always like boosts it though, doesn't it? As long as you're with a local, I think any place can be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Places are about the people, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can go to an amazing place, but have shit company, and it makes a big difference. So yeah, then you head up the East Coast, you go to Washington DC. I remember thinking Washington DC, apart from the White House, the rest of it is really rough and not very nice.
Yeah, I don't actually even remember a whole lot about it. I did go and see obviously all those big monuments and stuff, but yeah, I don't really remember much of the city. Also, we got right to the end of the tour by this point.
It's a long trip.
We were really quite run down, to be honest.
Again, I'm going to ask the dumb question. Is Washington DC, that's the place where you've got the really long thin monument.
Like the pencil kind of.
Yeah, where there's always them big speeches, like where Martin Luther King. Okay.
That's it, the big
just
place.
Just putting the image in my head.
Yeah.
Where, who's the president? Abraham Lincoln, is it? Who sat on the big chair?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, the big dude in the concrete.
Like that scene out of like Forrest Gump when Jenny runs through the water.
Jenny!
That's it. Yeah. But it just struck me how in Washington, D.C., you're bearing in mind we're in like, you know, the richest country in the world. The White House is really close by. There was actually a lot of ghettos nearby, and there was quite a big contrast between rich people and poor people, which I was surprised about being young and naive. I just thought everyone in America was rich. Yeah. But it's actually not the case at all.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, you especially see that sort of stuff like in Louisiana.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that is very, very poor. So.
And we've also got to bear in mind, like you thought that and that was 10 years ago. So you were like, I think you were like 17 at the time, weren't you?
18.
Yeah, 18. Sorry.
It's a big difference. I was a man, Amy.
But and as well, obviously, and I like I said, this is an anti-Trump zone. I'm not just talking about that. But the last few years, America really has got more press and obviously with social media and stuff like that. So now you saying that, I think, like, how could you think that? Of course, there's poorer people there as well. There is in every country, but back then we just didn't know as much, did we? We didn't see as much.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've gone around the whole trip and I can't remember where you said you did this, but you really enjoyed doing a Hummer tour, didn't you? Like,
in Moab. Yeah, that was pretty.
Where's Moab?
Where the hell is Moab? That's a really good question.
I'm trying to find it on the
Do you know what?
Map.
It's not even on there. That's why it was like a random place. I think it's like it's near Monument Valley, kind of in that sort of area. It's very deserty. Yeah, we did a Hummer tour, and that was kind of terrifying. But yeah, really enjoyed it. Again, it was one of those things that I hadn't really planned or didn't really know about, and it was just the best experience, like
so
kind of driving around.
Yeah, you're like in a big car going over big rocks and
stuff. Like, and they just basically try and they show you what a Hummer can do. The Hummers are those very big, massive, typical American cars, like, you know, the ones that are kind of ruining the environment because they're that big. And it's like a Hummer Jeep sort of scenario, and they kind of take you up and down loads of just rocky terrains, and when you're in the car it feels like you're about to topple over, but then when you get out and you watch someone else do it, you're like, oh, that's actually quite tame. Oops.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, if we're happy with our America chat so far, should we play a game?
So we're going to play Bamboozled now, and then we'll come back to a bit of chat. We're going to talk about your YouTube channel and stuff like that. And then we've got another game after that. So lots to get to. So let's play Bamboozled. So we're Facebook Live. Nick, do you want to tell us what's going on?
Yeah, we're going to play Bamboozled. For those of you who've seen Friends, it's the one where, you know, Joey's auditioning to be a game show host. The game itself makes no sense whatsoever. There's going to be lots of wicked wango cards happening and it's going to be ridiculous, but it should be good fun. So, let's give it a go. Let's play Bamboozled. So, our first contestant is Charlie Keep. Tell us about yourself, Charlie.
No, I didn't know we were doing this.
Oh, great. What am I supposed to play then? Haven't already said.
Well, on a normal game show, what do you say? I'm Charlie, I'm from so and so.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm from I don't really know where yet.
You don't know yet?
Yes, exactly. I'm still traveling to find out where I'm going to be. This is the longest intro ever.
I said, tell us a little bit about yourself. So, okay, our second contestant is Amy Thompson. Amy, tell us a bit about yourself.
I forget that's my name. I keep thinking I'm Amy Lee. I'm Amy and I'm from Essex, but I'm not a stereotypical Essex girl, I guess. I hope not.
And that's what you have to say for yourself. Okay. Let's play Bamboozled. So, Charlie, what state is a series of islands in the Pacific Ocean to the west of mainland USA?
Hawaii.
Correct. You can now pass your turn to Amy, or you can pick a Wicked Wango card to determine whether you go higher or lower.
I totally want a Wicked Wango card.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's gone to Amy now. You've missed a turn.
Oh, no.
Amy, question.
Oh, no.
Hold your breath. What do you have a fear of if you suffer from triskaidekaphobia?
Fear of triskets.
No.
That's the friend's answer. Do you want the real answer?
Real answer.
Just to have the old friend.
No, you're done.
I don't know what the answer is.
Fear of the number 13.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Charlie, you can spin the wheel of doom. Okay, ready?
Come on.
Okay, super speedy speed round. There is a hopping bonus. Stand up.
Oh god, a hopping bonus. Okay.
What state is New York City in?
New York.
Correct. What country is north of the USA?
Is she supposed to
Oh, you didn't swap feet between questions.
Oh, my God. Canada.
Correct. What currency do they use in the USA?
Dollar.
Okay, very good. Sit down. Yeah. Amy, say the actor and movie where you would hear this line. Choose life. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Trainspotters and Ewan McGregor.
There's a possible backwards bonus. Say it backwards.
McGregor, Ewan, Trainspotting.
Very good. Charlie, now your turn. Say the actor and movie where you would hear this line. You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire and Renee Zellweger.
Very good. Backwards bonus.
Zellweger, Renee, Jerry.
Yes, very good. Amy, super speedy speed round for you. Hopping bonus. Stand up. What Spanish-speaking country is south of the USA?
Argentina. What? Say that again.
Which Spanish-speaking country is directly south of the USA? Which borders it?
Oh, Mexico.
Very good. Switch legs. What state is LA in?
Oh my God, I did. California?
Yes, correct. What does DC stand for in Washington, DC?
Oh, District of Columbia.
Very good. Well done. Yeah. Charlie, right, you're done.
Oh,
Amy,
okay.
Charlie, you can now go up the golden ladder of chance to the golden mud hut. How many runs do you want?
What do I pick? Two.
Okay, very good. That means nothing. How many states are there in the USA?
50.
Very good. Ooh, that noise can only mean one thing. Hungry monkey. Amy, you can pick a Wicked Wangle card.
Yeah, I'll
okay,
pick it.
This is an audio question. Name this television theme song. Ba-bum, ba-bum, bum. Bum ba bum ba bum 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 ba ba la bum ba bum 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 ba 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 ba. Very good. Charlie, your turn. Ba 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 ba. Amy, your turn.
Yeah, I've not even seen that show.
Oh my goodness.
Amy, your turn to spin the wheel. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat. You get all of Charlie's points.
What? Yes! Did I have any points? I'm confused.
Charlie, say the four times table in reverse from 16.
That's so difficult.
16, 12, 8, 4.
Very good. Amy, you have the choice of a Google card or to pull the golden monkey's tail.
I want a Google card.
Google, congratulations, Amy. Charlie, you've been bamboozled.
Oh, no.
This is the best game ever. Well done, guys.
Amazing.
Wow.
That was exhausting.
Right, moving on after that. We're all exhausted, aren't we?
Yeah, that was a bit energetic.
Oh my God.
I'm so tired.
So, before we move on from America Chat, I've got something I want to bring up with you guys. And I wonder if anyone else has had the same thing. I'm confused as to what actually America is. Now, hear me out. You've got North America, South America, Central America. But if you're from Canada, you're Canadian. If you're from Brazil, you're Brazilian. If you're from the USA, you're American. But surely America is all of that. So if you're from Argentina, you're American. Are you not?
I guess so, actually. Well, you're South American, right?
I guess where it just gets confusing is that they've named the country the same as the continent.
Yeah.
So that's where it doesn't really work as well. It gets confusing.
That's the same as calling Thailand Asia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if one country in Asia was actually called Asia, you'd be like, but we're in Asia.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
America is the whole continent, but the USA are the United States of that continent. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just something that's always bothered me. And I don't know whether, when I'm talking to someone, if they're Canadian, American, are they USA-ian?
Yeah,
I don't
like,
really know
it,
what
it
the
almost,
rules are.
It almost feels like they should, each state should be a country.
And actually, that brings me on to my next point. Yeah, when you go around the USA, it's like going around Europe and every state really could be a country.
Yeah, definitely. They all have their own personalities and completely different traits. I mean, like, actually, there was one day on the trek that we started in the desert. And by the afternoon, we were in, like, the mountains with snow. So one day I went across, like, the most ridiculous amount of change.
Yeah, and that brings me on to another point. I've got so many points today. We've heard that about 50% of Americans, USA people, don't have a passport. And I think the reason for that is, one, because they have to, you know, travel quite a long way to get anywhere around the world. In Europe, it's easy to go abroad. But they kind of have everything, really, don't they? They have mountains, they have deserts, they've got beaches. Yeah. Anything you want is in that country. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, when I actually had heard that stat before I went, and then I thought that was mental. I was like, seriously? Why would you not want to leave your country? And then I suddenly realised they totally don't need to if they don't want to.
Yeah, I agree.
They have everything. They have the beaches, they have skiing, they have the most epic national parks, they have amazing cities, they just have everything.
It's very true. But I feel like everybody needs to go to Asia in their life.
Well, that is true, yeah.
To some Americans who feel they... Like, I completely understand why, that, like you're saying, why they would feel they don't need to leave, but leave.
Yeah,
even
definitely.
If it's for a month, just get out and just see the world. It's so worth
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely wouldn't say just stay in America. But yeah. I kind of just, I think in my head, I was like, it'd be like if someone said that stat about England and they were like, oh, most people in England don't have a passport. I'd be like, are you mental? Yeah. That's kind of what I thought about America. And I thought, are you mental? But then I realised actually they've got a bit more than what England has, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Yeah, they definitely need to.
Yeah, I think most people in England have been to Spain at one point in their life. Yeah. Probably 85% of people in England have been to Spain.
Yeah, very true. Right, so let's move on and sort of talk about your very exciting life, Charlie. So you did something really courageous and you sort of quit your job and you're going to be setting up a YouTube channel, aren't you? Under the name of Pocket Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you want to explain like where that came from and why you did it?
Right. Well, the Pocket Trailblazer kind of name brand, actually, it came from the America trip I did, which was called The Trailblazer. And that was like my first lot of traveling. So I was like, it kind of just really just kind of suddenly felt right. I was like, that is my name. And also Pocket, because obviously I'm tiny.
You are very little.
And it used to be my ski guiding name when I did ski seasons. So,
that's really nice.
I used to be Pocket Rocket as my guiding name. So yeah, it just kind of fell together and just naturally was like, this is going to be my name on my channel, and you know, all my branding is going to go under Pocket Trailblazer.
I suppose having a background in film, that's going to really help with what you're doing with your channel.
Yeah.
So explain, what can we expect to see on there soon? What are the first videos going to be, and then what's the plan? What's coming up?
Right, well, basically, it's going to be a full-blown backpacking series, kind of showing our adventures going around, but also giving you tips along the way and trying to give you more of an in-depth feel as to what it's actually like staying in hostels and like going on these different public transports, you know, going on an overnight train through China, what's it really like, all that sort of stuff, to try and give people a bit more of an idea. Because when I was doing my own research, I came across quite few kind of actual videos that were like informative like that. Everyone tends to kind of collect all their best shots together, you know. At the moment on YouTube, it's just like a montage of everyone's best GoPro shots.
Yeah, it's like a photoshopped life, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it didn't really give you an idea of what it's really like. I mean, I guess people are starting to come out now with more kind of informative stuff, but I just wanted to show our adventures and show that you can just get out there and do it.
Yeah, definitely. So you've seen like a bit of a gap in the market with YouTube, and you want to fill it, basically.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it is important that people see the good and bad of travelling, because it's very easy. If you never travelled before, you could be looking on Instagram and YouTube and see all these people having the time of their lives, and it's so amazing. And then when you go travelling, if one thing goes wrong, you know, possibly you get mugged, or, you know, something happens where you spend the whole day travelling and you feel seasick and whatever, you can be like, this isn't what it was like on Instagram. But so it is important, to see both sides of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think definitely to get out there. I think there's become like this massive community now, especially with how popular Instagram is, of just portraying these idyllic shots everywhere. It's kind of become that pressure, I guess, on people to just, you know.
You found a good Instagram account, isn't it? Like Boyfriends of Instagram.
Yes.
Oh my God, I have totally found that too.
It's the best thing ever. So for people that don't know, it's photos of boyfriends taking photos of their girlfriends. Like, oh, get this shot of my bum, or get this shot of me in my bikini and stuff like that. And it's so funny.
Yeah, I have actually come across that. And then I realised that actually I was a tiny, tiny bit guilty of that with Tom. I do make Crocodile Dundee sometimes. Like, just take photos of me walking along a beach, etc.
Yeah.
And he does get a bit fed up a bit.
See, I'm not that good about it, because I keep saying to Nick, like, oh, we need to up our game with our photos on Instagram and stuff like that. I get too embarrassed. I just can't do it, because I know people are looking at me going, look at that girl, she's making her husband or boyfriend do that. So it just makes me too embarrassed.
Yeah, and I'm not very good at this. I've got a short temper when it comes to being a photographer. But you're right, we do need to you know, take some good pics for social media. We do need to up our game a bit. But when I'm in a place, I'm just more tempted to actually enjoy it, not really think about capturing the moment. But then when I'm back home, I think, oh, I wish I had some better pictures of this place. So it is difficult.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's really interesting you should say that, because I think that has become a massive thing now with traveling. Like, it's totally changed, especially since my America trip, where that I didn't have a smartphone. So I wasn't uploading pictures to Facebook, etc. And it was a very different environment. And we weren't, you know, every place we went to, I did film a little bit, but to be honest, I went there not even really with a plan of filming. And I filmed so little of each place, and it didn't really affect anything. It didn't get in the way. I wasn't like, it didn't really affect the whole trip or my experience there. Whereas nowadays, I do very much feel that everywhere I go, I'm like always in that mind frame of like mindset of getting a shot, getting the Instagram shots, getting the filming, getting all that done. By the time I've done all that, it's like I've been there for 10 minutes and 10, 15 minutes. And then it's like, oh, actually, hang on, look at the amazing place I'm in.
Yeah, it's actually so insane the way it is training our brain. But
yeah.
So you saying it's a negative thing, and you used to prefer traveling when you didn't have to do that.
I definitely, there's this massive pressure, I think. Like, everyone has that pressure to get those perfect Instagram shots. And, you know, it's impossible to do half the time because there's other tourists in the way. But it takes a lot of training, I think. Like, I'm still learning and still getting there with getting the concise shots quickly to then just enjoy the experience.
Yeah,
as definitely. Opposed to if you've got a camera out constantly, all you're ever doing is looking through a lens. So you might as well just be watching it on YouTube.
Exactly. And that's my kind of thing. So I'll be honest, when we was in Rome, we had a bit of an argument, didn't we, Nick?
Yes, we did.
Because we only had 24 hours in there, and it was so stressful thinking, we've got to enjoy it, we've got to get to... We had like 3 or 4 tours that day, and we were like, we have to get good shots for our Instagram, we need to get some filming because we wanted to make a film of it.
Yeah.
We also needed to get some interviews for the podcast. And don't get me wrong, all of that is so fun, and I'd miss it if we didn't do it. But it got so stressful because I was like, Nick, I really want to get this shot. I want to get this shot. And you didn't want to take photos, or you weren't taking the right ones. So we ended up being in this massive argument that wasted like half an hour to 45 minutes. And so, but in my head, I'm annoyed at him because he wasn't taking the right photos. But on the other side of my brain, I'm thinking, Amy, shut up, because really, he's doing the right thing in terms of enjoying the trip.
Do you know what? It's completely ridiculous. I have the exact same conversation with Tom.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah, my boyfriend hates it. And
I bet Ian, I bet he's not the camera type.
Exactly. You can imagine he's literally holding 7 different fishing rods, and I'm trying to hand him a camera and go, can you just take a photo of me looking over there?
Is he the kind of guy who's still got a 3310, a Nokia?
Almost, to be honest.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But I think also what people forget with all like the, especially with like Instagram, for instance, is that nowadays these big people, you know, all the top like travelers, they all have professional photographers and professional teams behind them that A, make them look beautiful before they're in the shots, B, just know how to frame these shots and are great at editing them afterwards as well. And I think everyone else just thinks they've got that pressure to kind of get those amazing views and everything, and it's like totally impossible to do unless you have a big team.
Absolutely. So just because we're running out of time, we are going to move on to our last game to finish off the show. So, Nick, do you want to explain this one?
Yeah, it's another game I prepared for you. Now, at the start of the show, I said how, you know, American TV and music really heavily influences the world. This is a music-based game. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play the intro. There'll be no lyrics. I'm going to play the intro to a few famous songs. Each of these songs is either about a city or a state in America. And you've just got to guess what state or city they're talking about. And Amy came up with a genius name.
State That Song.
Oh, that is amazing.
I was so proud of myself when I came up with that.
Okay, so we'll play the first song now. It's 10 seconds. After the 10 seconds, tell me what state or city you think the song's talking about. Okay, that was the first one. I can see Amy's written down something.
Oh, it's best to write it down.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Write it down. So Amy has
my
got...
My pen doesn't work.
Amy has got New York City.
Yeah, that was it.
And that is correct. Well done, guys. One point each.
New York. Okay, number two. That is Big Willie with Miami.
Very good. You're doing well so far. 2 points each.
Clip number three.
Okay, what do you think that one is?
Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama, but yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. You've got it.
I was going to say, I couldn't think of it. I think it's Madonna, right?
Madonna?
No, Leonard Skinner.
Oh, yes, it is. I actually played that on the radio the other day. How bad of me?
3-2 to Charlie. Actually, sorry, before you play this one, it might be this, but one of them, there's actually two places it's talking about.
Okay.
But it might not be
Ooh,
this one.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. And again, some of them might be singing about a place that we've heard before.
Yeah, that's New York. No? Yeah.
He's got it. Yep.
I don't know.
Do you know what song that was? Now you're in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's because it sounds so weird. Does it sound weird in your headphones?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mate, stop making excuses, Amy.
You're just crap.
All right, next song.
The song, but I'm trying to think.
California?
Boom, she's done it again.
Me so well.
Very good. 5 out of 5 so far, Charlie.
Oh, man. Okay, next one. This one's easy. It's another Big Willie, actually, isn't it?
Okay, so this might be the one where he's talking about two places.
Oh, In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Yeah. On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
So.
Philadelphia. And yeah, where did he come from? I'm guessing it's that place.
No, it's where he ends up at the end of the song.
Bel Air. Yeah, town called Bel Air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Town called Bel Air. Did I get to it?
Yeah. You totally kicked my ass then.
Amy's got the points there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, next song. What state or city are they singing about? Neither of you have got it.
Wait, it's coming. Sunset Boulevard.
First one to get it.
Isn't it California again?
Done. Yeah. California.
Is that where Sunset Boulevard is?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Right, last one.
Oh, God, where is that? I don't know, Louisiana.
Right, you've said Louisiana.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, is it like New Orleans? No.
You're out.
Oh.
Shut up.
Is it New Orleans?
No.
Oh.
It's Viva Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with
that? Oh, my God, that was so easy.
All right, ended the music game, and the score is Charlie's got 6. Amy's got 3.
Oh, I suck at this.
Oh, dear.
That was State Your Song, or State the Song, even. Right, so, Charlie, thank you so much for coming in today and being a guest on our podcast. We've very much enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. It's been awesome.
It's been really fun.
Before you go, we never really said, actually, in your opinion, Trek America as a tour company?
I thought it was pretty awesome. They did a good job.
I thought they're very good as well. I'd recommend them. The only thing is, bit like Australia, travelling around a country that is quite expensive.
Yeah.
The tours are pricey. That's why you camp most of the time.
It's not really a backpacker tour, I wouldn't say. It's more of a holiday sort of tour.
If you want to do cheap backpacking, like Amy said, go to Asia. But yeah, America's a cool place. There's a lot to see. And Trek America, they're a good company.
Yeah. Awesome.
Nice. Okay, so our next episode is going to be on Germany. So some of you may have seen our Facebook Live video, which was us basically putting sausages in our mouth and trying to talk. Yeah, so that's going to be our next episode. We've also got our faux party coming up. Charlie, are you coming?
I think. Well, if I'm in the country, then yes.
Perfect. Okay, so Nick, do you want to explain further?
Yeah, our faux end of season 2 party. It's happening in London. It's going to be, well, at the moment, it looks like it's going to be Friday, the 30th of June. If you're listening to this right now, you are invited. We're going to get a big group of travellers together in London, have a really good night out. So email the show, whatthefoepodcast@gmail.com. If you're interested, I'll give you all the deets.
And also, if you've got an idea as well, because at the moment we're thinking rooftop bar in London, like drinks, and we'll just kind of stay there for the whole night, because if there's going to be a lot of people, it'll be really hard to move around London. So we're thinking rooftop bar. So what are your thoughts? Is that something you want to do? If you've got an idea of something really fun and weird and out there, we definitely want to hear from you. So yeah,
the ball pit. You should go to the new ball pit in London.
Can you drink there?
I think so. It's a bar. With like a, it's sweet. Like, it looks like absolute chaos.
That's what we like
what,
here.
Like a kid's
yeah,
play
like a kid's,
ball pit,
yeah, yeah.
But for adults.
Yeah.
Oh,
ball pit bad. With cocktails.
I wow. feel like this might be happening.
All right, we've just it's decided.
So yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and make sure you listen next month for our Germany episode.
See ya.
See y'all later.
See y'all later.
Don't forget, you guys can get in touch with the show. You can send us an email. Our address is whatthefopodcast@gmail.com. Faux is spelt P-H-O. On Twitter, we are @faux podcast. Also, check us out on Instagram and Facebook as well. With all this social media, this podcast doesn't just come in your ears. We also come in your eyes. Lads, 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 lads.